Oh, you already know who it is, man. Honcho Hoodlum, nigga. Southside Vern Black and this bitch. 10 down, nigga. We love hip hop. You're getting bread out here, idiots.
You already know what time it is. Your boy, No Joe Jigsaw, man. We love hip hop shit. You know what I'm saying? My boy, Friday. My boy, Herks, man. We out here. We love hip hop, man.
Hey, yo, this is Slim Star. You know what I mean? We love hip hop. This is what we do all day, every day. We roll wild with it. From Brooklyn to the T-Dot. Holla.
The We Love Hip Hop Podcast.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back. Smoke a fat ass joint, too.
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
So let's start out over again for all my people who didn't catch that the first time. Shout out to JD Era. And for all my people who are tuning now, we're going to be going over to the We Love Hip Hop page. Hey. What's good, Lemmy Jones? Let's see what's going on with the sound effects here. Let's go. Hey. Shout out to JD Era. Okay, so before I get into the next tune, let's go over. So all the people who are tuned in right here, we're going over to the We Love Hip Hop page, all right? And we're going to continue from there. And we're going to holler at Herc and see what he's saying, all right? Let's get it popping. But thank you for tuning in. So for all the people who are in the listening audience, we're going to be going over and seeing what man like PK Herc is saying. I want to get my sound effects back on point too, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to all the people who've been staying consistent with us. We don't have an interview this week. I just came back from Montreal. I had a long fucking trip. And I don't feel like going over to the Youngsterdam to do our thing. But shout out to the Youngsterdam holding us down always. You know what I'm saying? Just bear with me while I get the live going on here. And we'll holler at man like PK Herc and see what he's been doing. Shout out to all the people who've been celebrating their Halloween. Halloween is not a holiday, by the way. Just so we can be reminded, okay? Halloween is not a fucking holiday. Halloween is just a day where motherfuckers dress up. It's all for fun. So for all the people who are like, yo, you know, men celebrate a dope holiday like Halloween. Halloween technically is not a fucking holiday, all right? But I'm done my ramble. Let's see what's going on with Herc. Get Herc on the check-in here. Yo! Shout out to all the people here on the We Love Hip Hop Live. We'll see what we got going on with the audience here. Shout out to Keep Six Live. You know what I'm saying? They've been always very supportive of the movement, and they're going to be filming this, or they're going to be giving me a copy of this to use for later. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them, man. We're waiting for a man like PK Herc to join the conversation. You know what I'm saying? As far as the people who are on live, shout out to that guy 416. Shout out to Faye Zagnet. Shout out to, wow, your name is too fucking long. Gucciendo, Prosper 416. All y'all people out there, big up to all of y'all. As we wait for PK Herc to join us in our conversation here, you know what I'm saying? Let me know how y'all feeling about getting who you want to see on the podcast as well, all right? Who are you waiting to see on the podcast? What's the guest that you're waiting to see? I'm going to pause this thing for a second and make sure that we all hooked up. My bad, y'all. Who y'all waiting to see on the podcast? You know what I'm saying? Bizloke. Well, Bizloke can't really make it for an interview right now. But hold your head to Bizloke. Free the dogs. Shout out to the bogey smokers out there. Pyrex. Yes. Good idea. I would like to see Pyrex on the world's most smoked out podcast as well. Holler at him and let him know that. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what Herc is saying. He wants to join the conversation and go live with PK Herc. Make sure that he's hooked up on the microphones all well and nice too. You know what I'm saying? But and we're going to be getting to our regulars, running some tunes. We're taking requests today, okay? So all the people out there, if you want to hear something, let me know.
No shout out to the bogey smokers. Yo, we don't bun bogey around ya.
This ain't a bun no burk. Yo, don't diss the bogey smokers, fam.
No bogeys, bro. No bogeys, fam.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me see if I can get the sound hooked up. Give me one quick second. I'm trying to make sure that we can hear you through the speakers proper. You know what I'm saying? Yo. Yeah.
It's up, blood. This came out of thin air.
Yo. I'm trying to get you up on the volume here. Let me figure out one, two technical somethings. You know what I'm saying? Make sure people hear you. Actually, I can hear you now. Yeah. Yo, Trap House, Six Sesh, when are y'all going to do another big fucking event?
Darts, bud. No darts, bud. We don't do darts around here, bud.
No darts?
No darts, bud. Oh, you're fucking the darts Friday?
That's what I was saying. Shout out to the bogey smokers. Man, like Ricky Dredd is smoking bogey on camera today. A rare occasion.
You know what I'm saying? Just like that picture.
Say what?
Just like that picture on Friday?
What picture are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not aware.
All right, bro.
I'm not aware of the picture you speak of, sir.
The man's in full denial.
Listen, for the people who are in the viewing audience here on Instagram, there's a thing that these mans have been talking about for years. That I smoked a bogey on camera, it never fucking happened. Okay?
Not the bogey. You put bogey in your weed, my nigga.
Oh, yes. Yeah, man. Man put bogey in and put his fucking squip up on Instagram. What go on, fam?
This shit. You see him dropping tears over this shit? So funny, man. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Let me get my sound effects popping here. Okay, sound effects is here. You hear that?
Yes, the Tourette's. You hear that? And the ambiance. City. And the Toronto ambiance in the background, bro. Them sirens.
Yeah.
The night in Toronto, out sirens, boy.
Let me ask you a quick question. What was your Halloween costume this year?
You want to see it?
Yeah. For the people who can't see this shit, yo, in the listening audience, Herc has a fucking big ass smiley face mask on, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I grabbed that card with the smiley face.
Huh?
The nice guy, bro. We got a face. Grab the card with the smiley face.
Was the split included with the mask?
Yeah, there's some double entendres to this shit, man.
Hey, double entendres, don't ask me how.
Look at the mask, brother. Look at the split tail.
Don't fucking kill me right now, fam. Yo, I still got one more track that I gotta play for the intro here. We just ran a track when I was on my personal Instagram from man like JD Era.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. I got a new...
A request for a track today.
Yeah. For the people out there, we're taking requests.
Right?
Hmm?
You know what I want to hear? I want to hear Traffic.
Traffic?
Who's that money mint, that track's fire, bro. I want to hear that track.
I got you. We're going to make sure to play that before we hit the smoke and mirrors. Traffic by Money Mitch. I'm just reloading my computer right now so that I can run the next tune for y'all. But I didn't dress up this year. All right, for the people who I
no designer.
I dressed up as a rapper.
that's not a costume.
Mm. Oh, you know we're recording this, eh? I'm recording it for the audio. You know what I'm saying?
That's cool.
And also for the people who are listening right now, after when we cut to a break, because we'll be cutting this into pieces and ray-tay-tay, there's going to be an interview that we did, the interview we did last week with No Joke Jigsaw.
Okay, do your thing.
Yo. That interview last week, we got smashed, bro. If we could get you smashed, we were fucking litty, bro.
Pretty high, I won't lie.
You know what I'm saying? But,
good amount of blood.
I got a special delivery, too, so even when we get to our next session, there's a special delivery. The stuff on the other
special
side.
Special delivery. Harlem Shake, baby. Harlem Shake. Special delivery. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Take that. Harlem Shake.
So let me run a next tune here. A tune by ATWH. I'm sure that spells something. ATWH. Right? Without the vowels, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm with it?
Yeah.
But the track is called Oceans. Alright? Let's see what's popping over here.
In the live. I'm not gonna individually.
So shout out to ATWH. All the people on live right now, we're taking requests.
This is a Chucky Beat production.
Hey. Let's go.
Just checking my conscience. Yeah, I'm looking for options. I'ma go play in the rain. I'ma go ride in the range. Time to go start up a parade. And we go watch the bell. And we go do it today. And we go flying away. Checking my conscience. Yeah, I'm looking for options. I might go play in the rain. I might go ride in the range. Time to go start up a rain. And we go watch the best. And we go do it today. And we go flying away.
Okay.
Say what? Ooh, no light bag.
Oh, Bully No Light Bag's a big tune. That was on the list last week. That was number one on our list. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, speaking of that list, let's get into the top six tracks in Toronto.
Listen to that. Your block is hot right now. I was going downtown.
Yo.
Downtown Cyrus.
That's the downtown life, you know? You didn't know?
Yo, the block's hot, bro.
Listen, I just got back into the city.
You know what it is? It's Operation Gentrification, bro.
That's what's popping right now?
Yeah, Operation Gentrification, Yonge Street, bro.
We're saying trying to make it safe for the yuppies, them to walk.
Bro, they're gonna decrease the property value, buy everything up, and then watch the prices skyrocket around you. Remember me tell you. Nigga, it's the wire, bro, in real life, bro. Different fucking and Avon buying up the block, you know?
Barksdale.
That's what they're doing, bro. They buying up the ghetto and selling it right back to us, bro.
Hey, you ain't lying.
Operation lockdown. Okay?
Yo. You know what I saw when I came back here?
What's this?
Motherfucking adults walking down the road like as if they just finished trick or treating.
Yo, nigga, it's Halloween, man. Yo, you be seeing these people in full costumes, the adults, like shit. I spent way too much money on this costume. I gotta get some candy, nigga. Like, yo, I got kids. I gotta get some candy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, hey, front. Hey, Friday, what's going on? Y'all grab my guy now?
Yo, grab my turret!
One OT trip later, the man's talking about grab a life. You gonna burn it and heat it up too? Grab a life, you know the tricks? you know all the tricks? Grab a life.
Don't kill me right now, fam.
Hold on. Grabber, like, I know where you got that grabber from.
You know.
I was corrupted mine with the grabber.
I'm going to shout him out right now, too. Shout out to man like Johnny Jibs.
I knew it was Jibs. I knew it was that grabber. Only that man, I knew it, bro. I knew it, bro. The grabber life, I knew it, bro. As soon as I seen that, and the way they look, I said, yep, Johnny Jibs. I knew it. Oh, my God. Everybody loving it, bro. These people love your grabber, bro.
Of course. Yo, shout out.
Ito since the 90s. Hear me, I said. Ito, blood clot, ganja since the 90s.
Let me tell you something about Johnny Jibs, okay? Johnny Jibs told me.
Obsessed.
You know, okay? Let me tell you something, Doug. He told me that you would say that.
No. You don't know your friends. You don't know your friends, bro.
Trust me. Okay.
I'm saying you don't know your friends. Whew. The blunt has reappeared.
I'm about to scroll up a thing just now, but
We grab a few blunt. That's what beat up my chest.
You know what I'm saying? But let's get to this top six.
Oh yeah, hold on. Hold on, Friday.
Yeah.
Ito. And a filter.
Holy.
You know what I'm saying? I want all the smoke.
All the smoke, nigga. Filter life. You know what I'm saying? Yo. Man's trying to call you out, eh? What's this guy here? I am,
I'm on a Samsung 5.
Yo, fam.
So.
Aren't you using an iPhone?
You don't have Avi. You don't have Avi, so who's on the Samsung 5?
I know, right? Aren't you using an iPhone?
I got an iPhone 6S.
Oh, what a bomber clot.
I just laugh at that. It's funny to me. Funny. People like to make assumptions.
Yo, comment gang scrown. Okay.
Yo. Hey, bro, whatever. It is what it is. Eddie Jones, alright, cool. That's what your avatar's. That's not what your pick is. There's no pick.
Love, yo. Eddie got jokes.
Like the Samsung. Oh, hold on. Oh, you got the. What is the one that blows up in your pocket? The Samsung.
You got the Razor.
The Razor? You know the one that blows up in your pocket? Can't even take a charge?
Nigga's still rocking the Razor. He's like, yo. I just found out I could put Instagram on my fucking Razor. It's lit, bro. I need to upgrade shit.
Real talk, on a side note, yo, my favorite phone, best phone ever, Ericsson World Phone.
Bum.
That was my favorite phone of all time. Ericsson World Phone had Tetris on it. Fuck Snake, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Most reliable trap phone ever.
Note 3.
Holy.
Someone who put on the VHS camcorder. I'm doing these shits with VHS camcorder, bro.
Shout out Eddie Jones, yo. You got that sauce. But yo, let's get into this top six.
That's all, folks.
Holy. But yo, let's get to this top six tracks that we got here in Toronto this week.
Let's do this. Top six of the build.
it was a good list. I had 10 tunes. Actually, I had 9 tunes. My bad. I lied. I had 9 tunes. Right? And then that tune that you were telling me about. What's the tune again? Say that again. The tune there?
Traffic.
Right? I was looking for the people to add an additional tune to the list. You know what I'm saying? They added a tune. But it wasn't that tune.
Okay. What tune was it?
Well, we'll get to it because it's kind of up there on the list still. You know what I'm saying? So let's get to the list. Number six, Lil Barrette, No Love.
Fire track, bro. Doing numbers.
Yeah, man. And he's over there. I see him in Paris because I see him in front of Eiffel Tower. But for all the people who are in live right now. What other spots was Lil Barrette at in the fucking video? Or is he just in Paris?
What up, brother?
You know what I'm saying? Yo, the block is hot, bro. I've just got back to over here.
Bro, the ambiance, city ambiance is fucking kicking, bro.
Holy. These guys are doing their job out here. Jesus Christ. How many people's head got knocked down fucking for the time I sat down here? You hear that?
Bro, listen to me, yo. It's the ambiance, brother.
It's not the crazy part is I sleep through this shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay, let's continue with our list, though.
Downtown, brother.
Downtown. But yo, let's continue with the list here. Next on our list. Number 5. Molly Swayze and Shizzy. C'est la vie.
Okay.
Big tune. I like that title. You know what I'm saying? It makes me feel like I was just where I was just at in Montreal. You know? C'est la vie. You know what I mean?
Yo.
Big tune, though. I like the lounge vibe, you know? Next on our list, though. Number four.
What's this?
21 Neat and 22 Neat. Filthy.
Filthy. Oh, my goodness. Filthy. The track's filthy. They filthied up the beat still.
Niggas is going hard on that beat. And that video... I was saying in the video, in the earlier thing that I did the other, a couple of days ago, I was just like, yo, it's kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? Watch this.
Yeah.
Minus the bandage.
Put grabba in your blunts, bro. That's what happens. Put grabba in your backwoods. That's what happens, bro.
Where's it? Break. The grabba fought back.
Backwoods say, nah, fuck the grabba. I'm breaking.
Jesus Christ. Okay, next on our list. Number 3, and this is the new addition. This is the addition by the people, them. Trix, Truth Be Told.
Okay. I'll take that in.
Comment gang has spoken. I was there looking through the comments on the Instagram as well as the comments from YouTube, and I seen that name pop up a bunch of times. So, big up to you, Trix. I checked the video out quick, fast while I was on the road. Shit look hard, you know what I'm saying? Had a lot of views under it. So the people know sometimes... Listen, I'm an old-ass nigga, dog, so if I forget one, niggas need to remind me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you don't forget to get that Starbucks, though.
Hey. You know what I'm saying? Top 2 on the list, though. Let's get to our top 2.
Wolf of Wall Street, Wagwan. Well, big up everybody in here. Big up everybody... room, you know what I'm saying? People watching this live, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Dr. the blunt.
The hot grabber got my chest hot-tarated. Woo! Oh.
Not, you keep that grabber to yourself.
Huh.
The backwoods is enough tobacco leaf for me.
Oh, God, Lord. Okay, the top 2. Yeah. Number 2.
What happened to number 3?
Number 3 was fucking Trix, Truth Be Told.
What number was, man?
Yo, Eddie, dog. Eddie's on some shit. Shout out to Eddie, okay?
Yeah.
Follow him on Instagram. I am Eddie Jones, all right? Number 2. Lil D. Brother.
Okay.
Shout out Lil D. Yo, shout out the whole squad. You know what I'm saying? Man, them did the performance over at the Six Sesh back in the summertime. Niggas is doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Representing B-Town.
Yo, for number 1, you're not going to need a drum roll.
Why not?
Got the sirens in the background.
That's the drum roll right there.
That's number 1.
Sirens tarotted. You know what? I was going to see if I could find us a drum roll. Let me see if I could find us a drum roll. Shout out to all the people out there. Shout out to Lake Graphics. Listen to the collaborations. Money Dance. Up next. Wallahi. You hear that? Name soon. That's what the man said. Okay, for the people who are listening. All the Yo, shout out SSC. Man Like Dude. You know what I'm saying? I heard you, my nigga. Hold on a second.
Hey, Trick, I heard you. What's up, Gravy? Yo.
What up?
So what up with number 1?
I'm looking for a drum roll for the niggas, dog. I want to do it right.
There's no sirens now, so yeah, you need the drum roll.
Shout out to Say Less Entertainment, man like Block Boy Twitch, man just dropped a full album. You saw that?
Was that a mixtape?
It's a mixtape, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a mixtape he just let out.
Well, whatever it is, it's good that he dropped a full project. You know what I'm saying?
Been waiting on it.
Yeah, man. I rate that.
He dropped a little snippet of a track the other day. Yo, it's dope.
Okay, I got a drum roll.
Number one. What's number one?
Okay, let me bring back that drum roll. Ready? Drum roll.
Whoa, get...
Hey!
That was a good one, Friday. That was a good one.
That's what happens when I'm in front of my laptop.
You're getting better. That's a good one. You're getting better.
I'm back in my base, you know. We're not at the Youngsterdam today, so I'm in front of my laptop. I'm all relaxed and shit, you know.
You're in the cockpit. Pause.
So number one, 2K's by myself. Big fucking tune. So yeah, that's the top 10 tracks in Toronto. Shout out to all the other people who are on the list, who didn't make it onto the top 6. Your tracks are no less dope, but the people have spoken. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. So before we get into anything else, I want to know one thing. And I usually have a nice sound effect for that.
You like it.
But I'm going to do the sound effect with my own voice. What's up, Smokey? What you smoking on?
Oh, man. You have to bust over my seahawks. Love at home.
Shout out to young Keezy YK. Hey.
Friday.
Oh, what at? The Sea Vault?
No names. They didn't send a bag yet.
No names, no games, fam.
So, I'm gonna open it up.
Whoa. Big ass buds, like, whoa. Jeez.
It's like a nice gram and a half, you know.
What is that? Jeez.
That's a nice dark. Because I'm on my Note 3, I can't really get a good fit,
so. Give me some more light. You see that better? Huh? Bought Note 3. Yo,
Well, there you go.
There was a person who was asking somebody was asking a question in the comments if I was on the Rap Sheet DVD. You are correct, sir. That was me once upon a young time.
That's
straight up the block. Straight up the block. Ah, middle finger to the law, nigga. Straight up the block. Hey. Go reference back 2005 Rap Sheet DVD.
Ready.
I was there.
Don't kill me.
Okay, so what do I got here? I got some chronic special delivery.
Yes, pick dated week.
I have not picked a movie, but I got a movie now. I got a movie.
One is freezing, so he's probably on a Note 1.
I'm on my BlackBerry. You didn't know. So listen.
Oh, shit. Encrypted fucking PPMs? Shit.
I got some Blue Dream right here.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, nigga. Call it what?
Herc's freezing up. Shout out to bad Wi-Fi. But this is Blue Dream that I have here for the people who are in a listening audience. Courtesy of Canaflix. You know what I'm saying?
Well, this is Mr. Friday.
Say what?
That's the movie for that, American Gangster.
American Gangster? Denzel
Washington.
That's what you're fucking with, American Gangster? You know what I'm gonna watch? Oh, shit's freezing. Shit's freezing again. Well, Herc's pick for the movie is American Gangster, that he's going to be smoking with this Blue Dream Quads that we have here. Herc on that dial-up. Shout out to the audience shitting on Herc. What I'm going to be smoking with this here is, where I'm going to be watching while I'm smoking this Blue Dream, is some fucking Kung Fu Panda. Oh, we lost him. We lost him. We lost Herc. I'm going to be watching fucking Kung Fu Panda with my shit, okay? So that's what's going on right there. And I'm going to give people the people over there at Caniflix a quick shout-out, all right? So shout-out to Caniflix Delivery. If you want to follow them on Instagram at caniflix.mom. That's M-O-M, okay? Hit them up. Hit up their website. That's cannabisbysubscription.com, all right? Also, if you want to get a discount, all right, and this is special delivery. These men are delivering the shit straight from BC. We're in that time now where there's no more fucking front store dispensaries where we could just roll up on and go buy our weed. So it's them times now. You're going to have to get your weed online now that, you know, we're dealing with the whole prohibition thing. So make sure to hit them up. If you use the code WLHH, they will give you a discount, all right? Let's see what's going on with Herc, if we can get back in, we can get him back into this conversation here. Big shout out to all the people who are on Instagram as well. Let's see if we can see what's going on here. I'm seeing that little thing spinning around. Okay. There's a couple of things I want to talk about before we get to the break, all right? Besides the Halloween festivities that have been going on, shout out to all the people who, I guess, celebrating Halloween. Shout out to all the people with kids, okay? All y'all motherfuckers with kids who took your kids out for Halloween, you know what I mean? God bless your souls. Make sure not to get too fat on the candy that your kids have accumulated over the Halloween time. You know what I'm saying? Holy. Let's take a quick break, okay? I'm going to take y'all into a break. What was one of those requests? Let's take a request right now, okay? Shout out to Roslyn Yal. Holy shit, I can't fucking read today. Rose Alley NY Angel, or whatever the fuck. I totally read that shit wrong, but you'll be able to see this again when we post this on YouTube, okay? Shout out to Keep Six Live. They're gonna be saving this and then helping me on the repost for this, all right? So shout out to them, man. Let's take a quick break. If you guys don't have a request, I'm going to run a tune. The tune I'm going to run right now, 94, featuring Pressa, This Side. All right. So shout out to 94. Shout out to Pressa. You know what I'm saying? Man, just did a big show for that Rap Caviar thing. But let's get it popping. Get to that Dropping the Problem track. Big up Dropping the Problem. Six Views alumni. Let's go. All right. So let's get to our interview of the evening.
Yes. Finally, so let's do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got a special guest here, and I know I say this shit all the time, special guest. But I'm there watching, and like, you know, besides the fact that I know man's behind the scene who be dealing with my nigga over here that's sitting in front of me.
With the young gentleman.
Let's try
that
to.
That N-word. Right? I almost said it myself.
But the thing is, I like to watch people who have diverse types of things, what they do with their music, right? People who can do what's popping now and come with that sound, But then still, when it's time to throw down some bars, mm-hmm. we at bars.
100.
You know what I'm saying?
100.
So, with no further ado, our guest does this.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. 100% does this.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
All right, Friday.
We got no joke Jigsaw in the motherfucking building.
Yeah, you already know what time it is, man. Whole lot of slash shit, man. Be in the building.
You know what I'm saying? So, just right off top.
Yeah.
That dripping video. Okay. Crazy video. Why was I invited to that shit, dog?
Man, yo, dog, it happened. It was like, it wasn't even planned, dog.
Shit, dog.
Video wasn't even planned. It just happened like that.
Is this the same?
A lot of people never got the call, man.
No.
A lot of people never got the call. Real shit. Next one, you're there, though.
Is this the same video? Is this the same video with the Indian thing? You're like, Friday, Ricky Dredd on Instagram. Is that the same? No.
Is this the one with the 350 pounds combined of ass meat. We made an episode title off of the name of that one right there. Ass meat. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Dope video. Okay. Even when I was saying off cam, how did you link up with like with Souls and man's like, do you fuck with Click still?
Oh yeah, I fuck with him.
How do y'all link up? From a man who's like a hood nigga, you're doing your rap thing, and then you start messing with niggas that are doing their thing in the industry. Yeah. How did that happen?
Well, Souls is in and out of Johns, man. He out here, man. You know what I'm saying? He's been doing his thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And then, like, he came up to me. I seen him at one of the shows. It was Top 5 show.
Okay.
I think it was a Top 5 show. I think it was at Rebel.
Mm.
Nah, I don't remember where it was. I don't remember if it was Rebel, Mock Club. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case is now, boom, sees me. It's just like, yo, I fuck with the sound.
Yeah.
I fuck with it, man. You know what I'm saying? I see you doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? From there, it's been love.
Okay. And even before that, like, with the tunes and stuff like that, like, what were you doing tune-wise? Because, like, I started
What do you
really,
mean tune-wise?
Like, I really started hearing your tunes, like, in the last 2 years, I would say.
I started, like, maybe 2 years
ago. About 2 years ago, yeah, eh? Holy. Okay.
We were like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to do this rap shit. Take it serious and make a career out of it.
Probably 7 months ago. But I've been rapping. You know what I'm saying? You said you heard me 2 years ago, but 7 months ago you've been seeing me going consistent.
This is when you decided I'm gonna take it serious.
I'm just like, yo, fuck it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And you come from like a legendary fucking hood.
Legendary, the hood. You know what I'm saying?
So tell me
one of the most legendary hoods
in Toronto. Most legendary in North America.
Yes.
Yeah, fuck.
I can't even deny that.
Yeah.
So how did...
So tell me about
like,
the jungle, the area jungle and that whole scene.
The area jungle?
Yeah.
It's live. It gets crazy, man. It's dangerous. It's lit at the same time.
Mm.
It's everything, man. It's the jungle, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just everything. Everything. It's legendary, like you said, man. You know what I'm saying? It's everything. You know what I'm saying?
Best times,
bad times. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It gets crazy out here.
And you went to, like growing up in high school, and like, what's the average day for like a high school kid out there?
What's the average? You know what I'm saying? I can't even say what's the average. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody be living their life different.
You know what I'm saying?
But the average, probably weed smoke. You probably smoking, you know what I'm saying? But you're doing your thing, man. You're living your life, you know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of shit that could be happening. You could be selling drugs,
mm.
you know what I'm saying? You could be shooting guns, you know what I'm saying? You could be playing ball, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, you could be just walking by and something can happen to you in that neighborhood.
100%.
Just being walking by because
100%.
Jungle ain't no place to play, bro.
Since forever. I can't even pick a day and be like, since this day.
Jungle.
Yeah.
You know, there's Regent Park, there's all these other, but jungle.
What makes jungle unique from other hoods? Like,
it's like, all these other hoods, they're small. Like, Regent's big too, but like, Regent's downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, jungle's like a little village. You know what I'm saying? We have everything.
You have the mall,
you have the fucking, the gym, you have two malls. You have the subway station, then boom, now you're inside.
Mm-hmm.
You have like three schools. You have elementary, middle school, high school. Boom, you have a healthcare center.
You don't really have to leave.
You know what I'm saying? What are you leaving for, to be real?
Yeah.
There's nothing, maybe a workhouse, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's about it. Like,
okay.
Yeah, where jungle is like located in the city. It's in a, because it's like, yo, you have,
it's not to be 15 rude, minutes
you have,
everywhere.
You got the Jewish people, Jew town, whatever, Jewish people right up there on the top part. Then you have black people, and it's like, they're like right in the middle where like divides like the Jewish area and the black area. You know what I'm saying? But they have malls, like you said, the highway, everything is right there. Boom.
100.
Jungle, you're good to go. You know what I'm saying?
Quick. What?
I don't know.
What's that track there on my block? Speaking of jungle.
Block left.
Right?
Yeah.
My block's like Djibouti. What the fuck's that mean, dog?
Djibouti is in Somalia. Ah. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, I think it's the capital of Somalia. Djibouti, if I'm not mistaken, you know what I'm saying? And my block is for warriors. If you guys in, there's warriors out there.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? No, because like I heard the bars and I'm like, that sounded dope, but I'm like, what did that mean?
Yeah.
Jungle is no place to play.
Yeah.
I know that since I was a kid.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of household, like, did you have like the single parent household or like two both?
Single parent household.
So like, okay, so how was that experience? From six?
About 6 years old.
So what was that experience like? Did you like growing up in a single family household, like in the hood over there in Jungle?
What is it like? Like, fuck. You have the single mom. She's doing her thing. You got to do your thing. You know what I'm saying? You got to get to it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody really want to be asking their mom for shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you have no pops. I would assume with a pops, I would ask my pops for change instead of my dukes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My pops wasn't around really like that, though. You know what I'm saying? But that's what it's like. You're just really doing your own thing. Having a mom, you know what I'm saying? Love my dukes. You know what I mean? I can't even really explain it. I don't know. I don't know how to compare it to anything else. Cause that's all I know, really. I don't know what you want me to compare it to. Like, what is it like? It's just what I...
It's life.
It's, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Single-parent life is single-parent life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you
wish my dad was around. He wasn't. 100.
Yeah.
What do you... Fuck with this.
I can relate to what you're saying about, yeah, you don't want to ask your mom dukes for money. So nah, honey,
I'd be a man early.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. You become the man of the... If not the man of the house, just a man in general. Because, you know, like... Your mom's like, you know, you're there. It's you two. Yeah, if you have a sibling, if not, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's nothing nice. It's life.
Mm-hmm.
It's life. If you know it, you know. If you don't, you don't. You know what I'm saying? It's just life.
Yeah. So, okay. When did you start taking rapping more seriously then?
I told him like 7 months ago.
Just 7 months ago. But before 7 months that, like. Before,
I've been rapping. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about
before that.
Before that?
Like when you were like, yo, I want to be a rapper. I think I got bars.
What's gave you the initial spark? Like 2 years ago, were you around your brethren's battling, or is you seen someone on your block doing their thing, or you were just inspired by something, or was just, you know what, fuck this, I know I can do this and I'm gonna do this?
That's the question I'm trying to understand. Like, do you mean like do this? Because I've he's been talking doing about this
2 years ago, like not as a professional, just as like I'm a rap, I can rap.
Yeah, like I'm gonna start putting a pen to a pad.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna write my first rap.
I'm like 6 years old. Maybe not. No, 9 years old.
Okay.
Like 9 years old. You know what I'm saying? My homie had a studio at his yard. You know what I'm saying? His older brother had a studio.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And you would leave. You know what I'm saying? Go to work or something like that. One of those. You go in there. I didn't know how to use it. I was the one of the. I'm usually the youngest. I'm always usually the youngest. You know what I'm saying? Boom, fucking, you're chilling, whatever the case is. Man know how to use the fucking Pro Tools and all that.
Yeah.
We were literally recording down there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wasn't the sickest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I knew I wanted to be rapping. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And what were some of the influences? Like, what were you listening to back then?
Like, at 9? No, or like just...
Yeah, because if you want to rap, you must have been listening to some rap, right?
I listened 50 Cent early, like fucking Eminem, Jadakiss.
Yeah.
It gets crazy. Like, every single thing you could think of, I listen to it. Then my mom's playing reggae music. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Barris Hammond, Gregory Isaac. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go on, catch a meds. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sounds like jungle life.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what it is, dog.
Even with Canadian rappers, though. Like, I know I've asked this question to other guests before. And I know, like, for a lot of the younger generation... A lot of cats are not really fucking with the Canadian rappers from back in the days. But were you listening to any Canadian rappers that were coming up like prior to Drake and shit like that?
Heartless G.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I listened to that guy. I won't even lie to you. Sab G. 100%.
Shout out Sam G.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out Sab G. Free those guys. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Who else? listen to fucking Rony.
Okay.
Real shit.
Yeah, you know yeah. Shout out Rony.
Rony. Mr. Comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
100. Kevin the Rat. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Bumping him heavy.
Yeah.
Him, my older sister used to play his music. I used to listen to that in the crib early. Okay. Fucking. Who else? Who else? Psycho.
Holy
from in the Jungs.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
listen
yeah.
to Psycho and Jungle them time there. That's about it though. Them times, that's all I was really listening to. You're talking about Toronto rappers.
Dog, there's no, you didn't, there's no, that's about
that's
it.
A nice, that's a nice, that's a
healthy list.
You know what I'm saying? 100.
Some of these. Some of the people listening to the podcast might not even know who you're talking about.
No, 100. Yeah. No, Jay no. Noble.
Okay. Dope Jay also.
Noble. Mm-hmm. Shout out Noble.
That's it, I'm pretty sure.
Yo, that's it. That's a fucking healthy list right there.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Dope, dog. That's fucking dope. And like, even like, I see you doing tracks with like Top 5 and stuff like that. How did y'all link up?
That's Broski.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So just landed from the hood.
From the same block, right?
Same block. You know what I'm saying? Same school. Sometimes same class. It gets crazy like that.
Oh, wow. So you guys have like sandbox, basically.
Yeah, you can say that.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you guys just got any collabos in the works? Like a collabo album or anything?
We
like
could
in
do a collab tape tomorrow morning.
Really?
So does that,
we could do it.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, we could do it. Like real shit. That's how much tracks me and Five have. Like okay. We always in the studio together.
So that'll make competition between the two of you?
Any competition?
Yeah.
Nah. Healthy competition.
Yeah, that's what
you know
I mean. I don't, not
healthy
a negative
competition.
Way.
Be like, you know what I mean? Like we playing ball. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
How many tracks
I like
you guys
how
have
you
in the tuck?
Now, like,
in the, how many?
How many tracks y'all got in the tuck?
In the tuck,
the man said he can make a mixtape tomorrow.
Yeah, so facts. You can make probably like a healthy 2 mixtapes tomorrow. A healthy one. Like we don't want no shit mixtape. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's gonna come like holy, like that's what I think. Okay,
so
okay.
Two mixtapes with some throwaways, or is it just 2 mixtapes?
Say that again?
Is it 2 mixtapes with some throwaway tracks? Like, you know what? It's not mixtape quality, but we have a track there. Figure out something with it later. Maybe just release it as a release or whatever. But
we have enough of those.
Okay, but so solid two. Okay.
Maybe you heard it here first. There might
so
be
we
a,
know
a,
if there's a collab coming, you heard it right here first.
Oh, for sure. Don't be surprised.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You have a serious knack for hooks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How do you come up with the hooks?
Sometimes I write them. More times I don't even write them, to be honest. I hear the beat, and then I just freestyle on it.
Mm.
And if it doesn't come to me the first time on the hook, then obviously a hook should just come to me. You know what I'm saying? The bar is the easy part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to really, like, catch nobody with the bars. You just have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the hook, you have to, like,
excuse me.
It needs to be, like, you have to swing through it.
Yeah.
You know?
And you
but sometimes I could be even all in the club. And there, the beat in the club made me think of, like, a catchy 1-2 words. I go back. It can happen anyway. Write it.
Mm-hmm.
Many ways it can happen.
Okay.
I come up with a hook.
So what about beat selection?
Yeah.
Speakers. I need good speakers. Good speakers. And then I'm more of a piano guy. You know? I like the piano instrumental, so I'll be going on those.
Mm.
But as long as if it makes me feel a certain way. You don't know once you play the beat. Some beats you know they're trash once you hear them. You're just like, yo, this is
not weak. Next.
Yeah, you know?
Not
some
next.
Of them catch you and you have the good speakers.
Yo,
you
run that one.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, run that one. Run that one. Nope, next.
Yeah.
Yo, that one. Yo, let me hear that one. Next.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
want to
be seem like I'm slouching while I'm sitting on right here.
Be comfortable.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like.
Okay, so even with.
Proper for camera, don't worry. You're good for camera.
You good. So. You got a lot of songs for the shorty. Is that something that comes natural to you, or is that something that you like? You methodically make sure that I got to put in some songs for the shorties?
Like, I'm just suave, man.
I'm just smooth, man. That's a natural thing.
Real shit, man. I'm just smooth, man.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't name myself that. You know what I'm saying? Jiggy Suave is what the girls gave me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's...
Wow.
I'm just,
you
know what I'm saying?
Exploded. That's what the girls gave me. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, what's the craziest DM you ever got from a fan?
Oh my goodness. That's the craziest thing I ever heard. Right. I don't even know. That's the craziest shit, the way he popped off the question too. I can't even like,
yeah, that wasn't easy.
I'm like, yo, fuck.
That's a Wheel of Hip Hop first.
Get back. The craziest thing I heard from a fan.
Yeah, like a motherfucking fan jumps in your DM and just sends some crazy shit or says some crazy shit. You're like, holy, are you serious? You're beat.
Oh. Oh, you mean like this? Said some crazy shit? Like some.
In your DMs.
Like some internet banging shit?
No, not internet bangers.
The craziest shit I ever heard, a kid was in the hospital. He was in the hospital, man. He sent me a video of him in the hospital listening to my tracks and saying that his tracks are making me feel him feel better.
Dope.
That's the craziest shit I ever heard. I'm not going to lie to you.
Dope.
Real shit.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good feeling, actually.
Real hunted as hell. I felt like the guy, man. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying?
And how did that make you feel even when it comes down, like, let's say, the next studio session? Was that a motivation even more when you get
motivation? 100 makes you want to go back to the studio. You know what I'm saying? These guys is really fuck with my music. You know what I'm saying? My music speaks to them. You know what I'm saying? They look up to me, doc. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like even as a man that like, okay, you know what? Before I get to this, because there's a lesson question I want to know, right? And about like the biggest lessons that you've learned. But even like around these times now, you went over to Atlanta recently.
Yeah.
For that ACE3 convention and stuff like that, yeah. Right? So what was that experience like?
Oh, it was lit.
Yeah.
I loved it.
You meet any, like, different, the people that we watch, like, on the fucking gram and shit like that?
You any collabs with any artists?
I didn't do any collabs over there. I was just over there sticking and moving.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Networking and laying down the groundwork. You know what I'm saying? A couple people I already knew from over in the DMs, you know what I'm saying? Just the internet.
You know what I mean?
Put up on them. Sticking and moving, I mean.
And you shot a video out there as well.
Yeah, I shot a hot video. You seen it?
Yeah. For the
freestyle.
It was on the list that I dropped on Tuesday morning when I dropped the top 10 videos and shit like that.
Okay.
So I'm seeing that you're there, like fucking by the chicken and waffle place and all that type of shit. So like, what was one of the biggest things that you like still thinking about now that you're here home from Atlanta?
What are you asking me?
Like, what's still ringing through your mind from that trip now that you're home here in Toronto?
Over there?
Yeah.
It's just a different atmosphere. It's not like Toronto. Toronto's nice, but it's weird. I can't even explain it. Like, it's weird. Over in ATL, it's just everywhere. It's just love, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves everybody. Everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of black people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, it's unified. Yeah, I mean, it's good to see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, like, with all of those different experiences, even over the last 2 years of, like, because since you've been, like, going hard with this shit, and even over the last 6 months, you've been, got a lot of videos popping. Like, you're getting around to a lot of different places, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are one of the most valuable lessons that you've learned so far in this industry?
Most valuable stuff I learned in this industry?
Yeah. So far.
You can't burn bridges. Mm-hmm. Relationships are key. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
100.
Was there like a particular incident that made you think about that?
Nah. You just see it more in the industry, I guess. I don't know. There's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Industry's different. You don't burn relationships. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't burn bridges. There's no need for that. Just burn bloods, my nigga. We out here, man. You know what I'm saying? This is our Sunshine Coast Kush, man. Shout out my dog, man.
Don't burn bridges, just burn blunts. I think that's the title.
That is the title right there. Don't burn bridges, burn blunts.
I think you just titled the episode.
We got Jigsaw in the motherfucking building. Now, before we go to our... You know what I'm saying? Before we get to our Smoke and Mirror segment and shit, right? Because I'm going to be keeping you for a segment that we have called Smoke and Beer. What do you have coming up next?
What I have coming up next?
Yeah.
I have a track called Other Side.
Mm.
Hard banger. Some street shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Who's on the production?
Who's on the production? Like, who shot the video?
No, like the beat and all that shit.
I had a feeling you guys would ask this. And I forgot it. For real, my nigga.
Nothing wrong with that.
Believe it or not.
Honesty is good.
Real shit.
Yeah.
I don't even know who produced it. You know what I'm saying? But shout out that guy.
Okay,
you know what I mean? But it's a hard track. Shout out video, everything to it. It's like, nigga switched up. That's what it's about. You're on the other side now.
And like, even like, as far as like a full album and stuff like that, you got that in the works?
Yeah. Okay. I got a mixtape coming. It's complicated.
Okay. That's the name of the mixtape?
Yeah.
Okay. So how many tracks you got? You got all finished?
Nah, if it was finished, it would be out right now.
Okay.
It's not finished, though.
Okay, so what, collabos and everything on that?
Nah. Been thinking about it, but nah.
So it's just going to be all you all
no
the way through?
No features. Okay. You know what I mean? Maybe have a tape later with features.
Yeah.
The tape, no features.
That brings me to a question before we get to our smoke and mirrors, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you could be, and speaking of features, right? If you could have a feature with anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unlimited amount of budget.
Mm-hmm.
Who would it be?
Dead or alive.
One person?
Yeah.
Anybody. No, you have unlimited budget. You bring anybody you want back from the grave.
Yo, I mean, what? That's so cheated. Like,
he said that's cheating. Yo, nobody's what? Ever said that.
That would be the longest banger. I'll have Michael Jackson, Burris, Hammond, everybody be on the track. It would be the longest record ever. It wouldn't stop. I swear to God.
The record real that shit. Never ends.
Jesus it wouldn't Christ. Stop. I'm telling you.
Trust me.
I swear.
Mm.
I can get a letter?
Yeah. Okay, so let me hold you for something. We have something called Smoke and Mirrors, okay? This is where we talk about different weekly news things, sometimes things in hip-hop, sometimes things that are local, mm-hmm. right? And for the people who are just tuning into the Smoke and Mirrors segment, we got No Joke Jigsaw in the motherfucking building.
A quick question before we get into that. When you rap, what do you prefer? Do you prefer doing the hard rap or like to more of the ladies? Because you said the ladies love you and they gave you that name. So more do you cater more to the women or do you cater more to I'm on the block making money, you know, like, or you have just a different range you like to go?
One's easier, definitely. You know what I'm saying? The suave shit, you know what I'm saying? The saucy, you know, wavy. That's a lot easier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because when you're spitting, that's when the pen, like, you know what I'm saying? You got to think.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they both the same. You know what I mean? Yeah, we just rap and we just make music, man. We are artists.
Yeah.
I'm an artist, you know what I mean? Fact.
Yeah. Dope. So, okay. There's a few things that are popping up in the news here this week.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
All right. So we are buck. We keep this shit going. You know what I'm saying? Let me get some light up in this motherfucker. And we'll see if we can get Herc back into the live. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to 94 on the tune that we played before the break. Big shout out to No Joke Jigsaw on a dope interview. Big shout out to all y'all motherfuckers on live, okay? On Instagram live. We're doing it a little bit different today. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have the Instagram live popping while we're doing the recording of the podcast. So all y'all people who are on Instagram live, be aware that right now, the reason I got a microphone is because I'm recording the audio for the podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm Craig. So the other nigga, Smokey. Shout out to Drippin' It. Dope. Shout out to House of Cobbets. You know what I'm saying? Troy the Enigma tune that just dropped earlier on Instagram featuring K Money. It's a big fucking tune. You know what I'm saying? I like that right there. I'm just waiting for Herc to rejoin the live so that we can continue our conversation. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, Prizdy? Or Prizity? You know I'd be fucking up the names like crazy. Shout out to you, Ghost. You know what I'm saying? We just waiting for Herc to rejoin the conversation. See if he can get his Wi-Fi fucking popping. Prizzy. Thank you, Prizzy. You know what I'm saying? We're waiting for Herc to rejoin the conversation. Before we do that, there's a few things that I want to bring up. Besides the Halloween shit, or on this Halloween shit, now that we have an audience here, what was the craziest fucking thing that you ever seen happen in your hood on Halloween? You know what I'm saying? You know how sometimes Halloween festivities end up on the news? Like, you know, 10 people got robbed because fucking mans are walking around in masks and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, So while we're having an intimate conversation here, let me know what the craziest fucking things you've ever heard of. You know what I mean? Ever heard of, you know, witnessed, just heard of. I heard this shit happen. What's the craziest thing you ever heard happen on fucking Halloween? You know what I'm saying? And we'll see what we can do about getting Herc back into our conversation. Okay, so shout out to Slime Zone, the beat. The nigga broke in the man's house to take the candy. Yo, Shiz Nasty, send all music to welovehiphoptoronto@gmail.com. Okay? I'm checking the emails. I'm checking them every couple of days. All right? And for all the listening audience who are, witnessing our live event that we have going on, our Instagram live event, hit us up. You know what I mean? Hit us up. WeLoveHipHopToronto @gmail.com. So let's see what's going on with Herc. I'm going to send him a quick text. So the live's going to go off for a quick second. All right. Sorry for the delays there for the people who are in the listening audience. I'm just giving myself more work to do, and I'm going to have to chop this shit up later anyway. But let's see what's going on with Herc. So what are you saying here, Prizzy? So there's old Priz. Okay. What's the track that you want me to play? You know what I'm saying? I'll run it right now while we're waiting for Herc. We'll run some music for the people who are in the listening audience because we're doing something a little bit different today. And I want to make sure that we get into our smoke and mirror session because there's enough things to talk about today. Seen? So drama. Let's start with the drama, the problem, because I promised to play that for many. So, and then we'll play a Prizzy track. All right. So let's see what's going on here. Let's see what's going on in here. Ricky Laptop, a.k.a. Ricky Laptop in the motherfucking building. So let's start off with that new drum, the fucking problem. Let's see if I can find this tune here on the YouTubage. And then we'll get into some Prizzy scene. And shout out to all the people in the audience who are taking this in on Instagram Live. So let's run a tune. Bad Bitch OT. Prizzy.
Bad bitch from Mordetown. She drop it off, I just break it down. Watch 2 G's and she Gucci down. Every day we lit, I think I'm Lucci now. Bad bitch from Mordetown. She drop it off, I just break it down. Watch 2 G's and she Gucci down. Every day we lit, I think I'm Lucci now. Out of town, bitch, she be popping. She count the money while I'm whipping and shocking. Don't take her shopping. I just call her sweetie. She just hold the tweeties. We don't do Dimitri. I know the feds wanna stop me and lock me. Ain't moving sloppy. Different from for poppy. I'm with a mob boss. Early morning coffees. Gucci shades on. I see the paparazzis. Niggas scheming on the chain in the lobby. Shorty bad as fuck. She got a body. Catch a body, all I say is Augie.
New K Money track, you wanna hear that?
Antibody, I can pass it to my shooter, John Stockton. That's just an option.
Okay, big up to you, Prizzy. You know what I'm saying? Big, big, big fucking tune right there. We're just waiting for Herc to get back in. His thing was kind of low from what they were saying. Let me see if I can add him back into the conversation. Waiting for PK Herc to join the conversation. Says he's unable to join the conversation. You know what I'm saying? But we'll get it popping. He'll be back in there just fucking now. Pause. Let's see what's going on with this Drama the Problem tune here. For some reason, Drama the Problem is not popping up on the gram today. Let's see what's going on here. Drama. Holy, Drama the Problem is not popping up on Instagram today. Let's see what's going on with some Block Boy Twitch then. New Block Boy Twitch, let's see what's going on. Track that just dropped about 2 months ago. Shout out to Goldmine Media. We're doing a music day today. Blockboy Twitch just dropped his new shit too, so it's only right. Let's get it popping.
Money the motive. I calculate digits, I stack up the money. You thought that I grow it. Stay looking for come ups. These bitches be whoring. She fucking for what? She fuck for a purse. I swear these bitches be the worst. Fuck your op and crying at your hearse. Little nigga better go to church. Play the trap house on the first. Up a nigga chest like a nurse. We ain't playing checks, this is chess. Little nigga better guard your neck. I be in and up in pissy steps. Kept a nine in my goose vest. Pay attention, watch a nine stretch. Full moon, not the Pyrex. Good Friday, how we cooking fish. Drop a four in a clean spray.
Hey.
Perks, then I take flight.
Hey.
Late, clutch the 40 tight.
Hey.
Paranoia at the red light. Vision blurry, leaning all night.
I'm trying to get hurt back in the building.
Race. Hit you up before you blink twice. We bag up the work and we ship it out. New hunters, my pockets is heavy now. 40 sing like R. Kelly now.
Hey.
Shooter hanging up the Chevy now. Hit the shot like Kyrie. Kick back, smoking Irie.
Okay. Let's see what's popping here. Let's see if we can get Herc back in the building. And if not, we'll just continue with what we were talking about. I want to get y'all opinions on a couple of things here. So while we wait for Herc's phone to recharge and stuff like that, there's a sinkhole, a car in a sinkhole in Toronto. Did y'all see that shit? For the people who are on live. Let's see if I can find... the Huffington Post thing about this, you know what I'm saying? The article on, we ain't doing song requests right now, y'all. We'll get back to song requests right after that, Prizzy. You know what I'm saying? What's this? You see man got shit at dispensary. Crazy. Well, give me some dispensary news then, if you got some news on what's going on with the dispensaries out there, you know what I'm saying? Let's see what happened here in our unorganized podcast, the podcast that we're having today. Let's see what the internets are saying. Also, I want to talk about Kanye West. You know what I'm saying? Kanye West has had a change of mind now. He said he's done with politics. He's not necessarily saying that he's not a fucking Trump supporter anymore, but he said that he's done with politics now, for now. You know what I'm saying? So, big up to Kanye West, I guess. We'll see how long that continues for, you know what I'm saying? Let's see if I can get Herc in the conversation here. Let's see what's going on here. We're getting Herc back in our conversation here. Kanye West, absolutely. Eddie Jones is the jokes with the jokes today, yo. That's our third co-host. Shout out to you, Eddie Jones. Pray for Trinidad as well. Pray for all the people in Trinidad who are going through the flood and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? There's a flood that's been going on for a couple of weeks. For all my Trinis who are out there, for all the Trinis who are out there on live right now, throw up your Trini flags for all my Trinis out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a real thing, you know what I'm saying? The neighborhoods are fucked up. These motherfuckers need help out there. They need packages of food. They need relief. They need money, you know what I'm saying? They need people who are good with their hands, who can fucking help to rebuild the houses and all that type of shit that were destroyed by the fucking flood out there, all right? So hold your head for all the people in Trinidad, you know what I'm saying? We pray for a quick relief, and we pray for the safety of anybody who's been affected by this physically in any kind of way, you know what I'm saying? Like, whether, like, mans were injured or people who lost their lives, you know what I'm saying? It's a real, real, real thing. So pray for Trinidad, you know? Pray for all my Trinis out there. Big up, big up, big up, big up, big up. We're going to see what Herc's going to say again about 1 minute. I'm going to take another quick break on the live here, and then we'll come back. We'll get Herc back in the conversation. He said his phone is at 6%. All right. So give me about 5 more minutes and then we'll get back to the shits. You know what I'm saying? World's Most Smoked Out Podcast.
smoke weed every day.
All right, so we're back. Let's get this live back popping again and get the people back here in the building. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Blessed Edibles for hitting me up with this fucking dope shirt here. You know what I'm saying? PK Herc is joined back in the live. I'm going to run a tune that I was going to run before. Wonderful Man by Drama the Problem.
Tell all your niggas to ask for the two. Tell them come shopping, I got all the dudes. Running your group with the prettiest, only be daddy. I have a little king, that I done this shit daddy. I took on the prissy, this fucking, I heard me. Group in the hook, he's repping it still. Shoot me, that's in the field, don't need to mention I'm ill.
Shout out to Drama the Problem. Let's see if I can get Herc back in this conversation here.
Drama. I got the wonderful band. Wonderful band. Huh. Yeah.
Hey. Shout out to Drama the Problem. Y'all, y'all, y'all.
Stop it.
It's a dial-up thing, you say.
Huh?
What do you say? It's a dial-up thing in there.
Can't hear you, Freddy. I don't know if you can hear me, but I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No, I can't.
You hear music?
I'm just talking.
You hear music? You can't hear me.
I hear you, brother.
So you can't hear me? Can you hear me now?
I'm gonna exit.
Yeah, come back in. Come back in. Or turn up your volume. Maybe we gotta switch venues of where the thing is popping from, because I could hear him clear as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But you know, Herc is not always as the technical guy on this social media shit. So shout out to Herc. Let's see if we get him back in the shit. Shout out to all the people who are bearing us with us here on our fucking on our live tonight. We're not at the Youngstown, like I was saying earlier. I'm doing this shit from the crib. I had a long fucking drive from Montreal. And now I just want to relax, right? We don't got no interview today, but we did drop the interview from last week with No Joke Jigsaw. So big up to No Joke Jigsaw. Dope, dope interview. You know what I mean? A lot of good times. So let's see if we can get Herc back into the shit. You know what I'm saying? And shout out our third co-host of the day right now. Man, like fucking Eddie Jones. He said, we need to do a GoFundMe and get Herc an iPhone. Herc has an iPhone. We need to take the GoFundMe money and put it into his Wi-Fi. You know what I'm saying? Step that Wi-Fi up. Yeah, babe. Also, shout out to fucking Caniflix hooking me up with that fucking chronic. I think I'm going to roll up a bit of that. But I'm like, not even halfway through this blunt here, so that would be just being spoiled. Spoiled smokers. But yes, let's see what's Herc saying. Yosh, turn up the volume.
Ah.
You hear me?
I can hear you now.
Nigga got jokes for you today, bro. I keep on forgetting that this shit is happening in real time, so you could actually see the live while niggas got all these jokes for you.
I got broad shoulders.
Holy. So okay, so now that I got you back here in the internet land.
Hello, everybody that missed me, I'm back.
You're buck?
No, I'm just back. Just one back, you know. That's all I need. I'm back, brother. I'm back.
So there's a couple of things I want to bring up. Did you see that car in the sinkhole? Was it you that put me onto that shit? Look at this nigga with the fucking pausing fucking thing there.
The TTC.
Was it the TTC? Put me on, because I've been in Montreal, yes. Dog. I seen a link.
Water break. It was a water main break.
Okay.
The driver drove over it, and literally within like 30 seconds to a minute, the man's car started getting eaten up by a sinkhole. The man jumped on it enough time to watch his car sink.
Oh, Lord.
10 hours later, he put it out of the hole.
That's madness, yo.
So they're blaming it at the old infrastructure of the city.
How so?
Well, they're saying it was a pipe, right? They're saying it was one of these old pipes that hurt. That's what they're saying. That's their excuse. You know?
So where's our money going to?
Well, they call them motherfucking dangerous as fuck. So they don't want people to panic. So they're going to, yeah, it's the fucking the infrastructure of pipe. So what they're saying is a pipe had a little hole in it. Water was leaking on the pipe, and the vent broke, and it was eating away the dirt under the soil, you know, under the road.
Right.
And then after a while, it just hey. So
here one. Where's all our fucking tax paying money going to?
I don't know, man. In their pockets, bro. Rob Ford told us, bro. RIP Rob Ford. You don't tell us Dougie's just guanin' wicked right now, bro. So the man is guanin' wicked, bro. You can't tell him nothing. Talk to him the wrong way, the man will tell you we're standing class. You want your ass to set. Court? What's court? We don't respect court. What's court?
Yo, hold on. I have breaking news right here, eh?
What's this?
So I'm looking at Global News. Or I'm looking at Mercules. So shout out to the rapper Mercules. From out west. Where's that man from? He's like from fucking Calgary or something like that, I think.
Okay.
He's from somewhere out west. He was on Sway in the Morning. He was freestyling on Sway in the Morning. He's doing a lot of big moves. White boy with a lot of tattoos. He looked like Bam Bam Bigelow. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
So I'm looking at his Instagram right now. He's posting.
We got a for mayor, Eddie. I'm good.
Huh?
I'm not trying to run for mayor.
He's saying that now. 5 years from now, you're gonna see Herc fucking get in the mayor's seat and shit like that, and everything would all fucking come together to come to that day.
And I'll have Eddie to thank for that, and he'll be my working and my fucking my staff.
But here one, it says here local rapper known as Mercules, and this is he reposted the Global News report. Okay. Let me flip this around so you can see the shit. So, local rapper known as Mercules has been arrested Halloween night for handing out his mixtape to local trick-or-treaters when they came to his house. Parents claimed the music was good but wasn't appropriate for children due to explicit lyrics.
He got arrested?
Yep.
At his house for handing out his mixtape.
This is what the report says. I need to go a little bit into this more into this global.
Come on, now, that's ridiculous. just that time, stop. Okay, your mixtape's not fire. Kids don't want to hear it. But like to arrest them, put the man in cuffs, and take him to jail for handing out his music, trying to promote himself. That's ridiculous. Especially on Halloween, ain't got nothing better to do. Like you're supposed to be watching the kids. What happened to the fucking punkin' fucking patrol and them things that the boy them used to do that shit. Now you're talking about you're arresting man for giving out his mixtape as a Halloween treat. Yo, man, bonfire upon them Friday.
Hold on. I can't find the sound effect now. You put me under pressure.
Trust me, bro. Bonfire upon them.
Don't put me on the spot like that, man.
But arrest the man in jail on Halloween. For giving out his mixtape. The man thought it was sweet like candy.
Okay. So I'm going to play White Devil's Advocate, all right?
All right.
Why are you handing out a mixtape to kids? on Halloween, bro.
Hey, bro. He's like, yo, I know the quickest way into the household is through the kids. I slide that shit in their bag. When they get home and the candy, the parents are checking the candy. They're like, the fuck? Is this a mixtape? You know what? Let me listen to this shit.
The nigga's talking about fucking, you know, probably bashing a few heads, and you know what I'm saying?
Bro, hey, it could have been worse, man. This is not putting razor blades in chocolates, man. The man's handing up music, bro. Like, fuck.
Facts.
Find the criminals, bro. Like, yo, find the real criminals, bro. Like, the man is handing out music. You know, he's not handing out chocolates with fucking razor blades and needles and shit like that in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Spoons.
Bro, I don't know, man.
The man was trying to be creative. He made the news, but it wasn't really the way I guess he wanted to make the news, you know?
Let me tell you something. I really hope that this is not a fucking troll, and I fell for the shit.
It sounds like a troll. Like, think about it. Logically, think about it. It's Halloween. Who the fuck is going to jail on Halloween unless you're committing a crime? And realistically, if you get caught on Halloween, you're a fucking idiot. Like, you got the perfect cover to commit a crime. Everybody's wearing a costume. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, so, this has to be some troll shit. This is just to say, aha, I got you. You know what I'm saying? He got you, Freddy.
Listen, I heard... As far as the way that the thing looks, the post looks, and I'm looking at the comments, it doesn't look like there's like it's a troll. It looks like it's...
Well, let's hope not. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt and really fucking... If that's how lazy the police are where he's from, that's a travesty. Because that's ridiculous. The man got arrested on Halloween. You ain't got shit better to do?
I would also hope that he's already got bail and this is him posting this shit and not somebody having to post on his behalf because man is still waiting for bail or some kind of fuckery, dog. He's like, no, we're holding you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah. So shout out to Mercules, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of politics, that's a shitty segue, but the politics that the man like was talking about before. And shout out to Eddie Jones. I'm going to ignore that comment that you put up before. About at least it wasn't a certain rapper's mixtape. This nigga got mad jokes today. But yeah.
Why you gotta be like that, Eddie, man? We're having a good conversation, man. Why you gotta be like that?
Yes, IG.RubyRed, they bagged Merc. They bagged Mercules for fucking handing out his mixtape. All right? So for people who are just tuning in on the live, that's what we were just talking about. Mercules, out west rapper, fucking locked up, handing out his mixtape to little kids. All right? They didn't want that kind of candy.
The man said, take my mixtape. This shit's sweet like candy, baby. Take this shit. You're going to like it.
They said, oh, no, it isn't. Not all that rap shit, all that rapping and...
Go to jail. Do not collect... Pass, go. Go to jail. Do not collect $200. Go directly to jail. That fucking sucks. Like, that really fucking sucks.
Yeah,
like, those cops are fucking assholes. That sorority where he's from... They're some real bitches. Like, that's a real bitch move.
On the low, okay? On the low, the parents are like, why the fuck is this guy giving my kid this monkey music?
Bro, listen to me. The man had an idea. I'm telling you, the idea was, you know where he messed up?
Mm.
He should have given out candy, too. I bet you if the man was handing out candy with the mixtape, he would have guessed how blind.
He probably had... two fucking Snickers or whatever the fuck he's giving out.
But I hope they were full size chocolate bars too. Because, like, yo, you have to promote that shit real fast. Like, hey, bro, what he was doing, the people were not appreciating it. They called him white on it, bro. Like, yo, so first thing first, how many mixtapes did he give out before the white was called?
Mm.
Right? Did he get 100 out? Did he get one? Did he get two? And then the people on the block were like, can you believe it? He's giving out his mixtape.
He's giving out his fucking jungle music.
I got my kid out here, freezing, and this guy's giving me his mixtape? Call the fucking cops, Betty.
I keep on trying to get Billy into Blink 87, but he keeps on going back to this fucking rap trap shit. I don't fucking understand.
All I want is NWA, Mom.
Jesus Christ, why can't he just listen to some good old fucking rock and roll like I used to?
All I want is NWA, Mom. That's it. Niggas with attitude. That's it.
Mom, what? I want that new Rich the Kid mixtape. And I want to. And I want some lean. Kanye West. Back on that political shit.
Yeah, nigga trying to sell shoes and sell CDs, nigga. What the fuck you think?
He said he's done with the political shit.
Yeah, because guess what? These shoes are still on the shelf. That shit didn't sell out.
Herc with the hot take. Go for it. Keep going, nigga.
There's nothing else to say. That's it. The man, he just now realizing. Okay, so hold on. 2 months ago, didn't the man say he was in the sunken place? Or he's free of the sunken place?
Yes.
And he was already awoken and seeing shit and knowing. And now he's just realizing that he was fucking being used as a pawn.
He said the man had dragon energy.
Come on, man.
What happened to the dragon energy is done?
Yo, can you move out of my way? Because I'm really feeling her energy right now, man. You're blocking my energy right there. Can you move, man? Yo, we're like, yo, come on, bro.
Facts.
What are you telling me now? Because what? Shit's not gone your way. People don't want to hear what you got to say. Your matrix clothes aren't selling. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, fall back.
Mm-hmm. Just fall into the
state for a year. Relax and don't say nothing.
Yes.
Don't say nothing. Don't do nothing.
Agreed.
If you're going to focus on, yo, that's what's wrong with people. Stop making fucking announcements. Fucking do it, bro.
Yeah. Just do it. Like his competition. Yo,
fucking
you.
Stop making the announcements. Fucking do it.
You're right. And the thing is, I thought about, that thought went in my head in passing, but now that you really fucking mention it, like, come on, fam. Now that shit isn't working out and the shit isn't fucking... it's not even just the clothes. The music. Niggas ain't fucking with Kanye's music.
Yo, everywhere where he was crushing is now in a downward spiral. Everything he was touching, his man literally had the minus touch. Now he's got the bronze touch.
Yeah.
You know, he was an alchemist. And now they realize, oh, nigga, that's not gold. That's just dip.
Yep.
Oh, you fucking fooled us.
It all falls down.
You turned the silver and the lead into gold. Oh, fuck, you fooled us. The shit's wearing off now. We can see the real shit. Oh, it's lead. You know what I'm saying?
It all falls down, nigga, like the nigga song says. You know what I'm saying? Because think about this, dog.
Yo, after Tom passed away, he
when's the last time, and for the people who are also, because we got the live audience here, right? And what can they use as an emoji? Okay, thumbs up if you have listened to Kanye's music in the last 2 months. And I'm not talking about you heard a song or two. I'm talking about listening to his music, like, yo, I'm running this in my car, I'm running this in my headphones. And thumbs down if you haven't. All right, so all the people in the fucking Instagram audience, a thumbs up if you've been listening to Kanye's music consistently for the last 3 months. And a thumbs down if you haven't. Shout out to
Mike 416, thumbs down.
Shout out to Mike 416. What else? Who else out there?
Multiple thumbs down.
The real Lufner? Eddie Jones? Ruby Red?
Eddie Jones, thumbs down. And yo, look at this. All thumbs Greasy down. Greasy. People in the guests,
STY News. Oh, Jesus Christ!
What up, Con? Champs in the building. Mixed Life. Shout out, my cousin Champion Life. You know what I'm saying?
Bump, bump, bump. Yo, so nobody's giving a thumbs up. We can't get one thumbs up.
Bro. Don't get mad.
No, I ain't mad. I'm just saying. Okay, no. Who's that? Honcho Status. He gave a thumbs up. Unknown, you'll see it later on fucking YouTube. She gives a thumbs up.
Okay. Kanye is weak, bro. Right now his mind is weak. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
mind is weak right now, and they're not. He needs some real mental, mental health issues. If you have mental health issues, I'm not saying the man, but he needs some help. He needs evaluation of some sort.
Chubbs TT.
He needs to fall back and just create music and just drop some, or create something. Maybe not music. Maybe a documentary. Maybe something else.
Hopefully that trip to Uganda fucking helps him get his mind right, yo.
I hope so. But you know what? At the end of the day,
salute, Honcho Status.
I ain't feeling this shit, man. And this is before. And this is even before he was going to the president.
Mm.
You know. I'm not really feeling it. Like,
listen, yo.
You know what I'm saying? So.
He's lost his way. And the thing is, and this is the last thing I want to touch on, this fucking Kanye guy, because I feel like for the course of the last, like, even if we even count the amount of fucking podcast episodes that we've done in the last, let's say, 3 months, we've talked about this guy enough, eh?
Yeah, because he's taking up media time. Right now, he's taking up the space. You know what I'm saying? He's doing the most, like, over-the-top shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's doing, he's making himself relevant. Remember, they say, good press, bad press, it's all publicity. It's all good for you, negative or positive.
But what I want to say about this motherfucker, and the reason why, I guess, even the both of us talk about this shit so much, and so many people in the hip-hop space,
life and kingdom,
is because once upon a time, his music used to mean a lot to us, dog.
Yo, I like late registration.
Mm-hmm.
And I like dropouts.
Like,
I like 808 and heartbeat. 808 and heartbeat. I like that.
Yeah.
Like, honest, I fuck with Kanye. I can't lie, bro.
And not just like, oh, this a little bit. Yo, the music, the songs are cool. No, they were like, dope shit.
Like Kanye, I would listen to Kanye. I was happy to hear Kanye's music.
Yeah,
then,
man.
Like, it's hard for me to hear. It hurts my head, bro.
Crack music, nigga. That real black music, nigga.
Yo, I don't know what happened, but it's not the same, you know? It's just, I can't do it no more, man. I can't put my mind to it. My energy doesn't connect with it.
Mm.
It doesn't connect with my energy.
So, if he was just giving us some little booty fucking... No, like if he was just giving us some surface shit, it wouldn't really matter now that he's fucking letting us down. But because he gave us such meaningful shit back before, now it's even a bigger fucking stab in the gut that he's fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? And are not fucking with us, really. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, all I'm saying is, like people are saying, it's the Kardashian thing. Fuck you, but you know, me and my brethren were talking the other day.
Mm.
Like, yo, what? Rob, bro. Where's Rob?
Rob?
Yeah.
They killed him. They just didn't fucking... They got rid of the body.
I hope that's not true, but you know what I'm saying?
They sacrificed Rob to the Illuminati, dog.
No, they turned fucking Olympian into a woman, but I don't fuck what anybody says. Mm. Okay? They turned in a decathlon winning Olympia into a fucking woman, bro. Because you know why? In that household, if you got a cock and balls, you ain't shit, nigga.
You ain't shit.
Great.
What you doing with all that cock and balls?
Run the roost over there, and nothing wrong with that. But the way you deal with people, bro, if you're not a woman in that house, then you have a dead off. You might as well turn yourself into a woman. Because that's what Bruce Jenner did, bro.
Facts. Fire.
Yeah, free Bruce. I bought a man that needs to free up, straight up.
Yeah. Okay, so let's wrap this shit up. And before we wrap that shit up, what you're saying right there, let's do a check. Let's do a fucking free up fucking roll call. So all the people in the audience, all right, let us know who you want to see free. You know what I mean? Shout out all your brethrens now, okay? I want to shout out Keep Six Live because they're going to be reposting this for us with the comments and everything, so people will be able to see their comments on YouTube later on. But shout out all the people that you want to see free, all your man them.
Yeah, have fun with the phone. with my fucking Wi-Fi and my dial-up and my notes. Enjoy it. TV gold, Jerry. TV gold.
Killer, Jerry. It's killer. Yo, what's the name of that track that you wanted me to run?
Yo, Traffic.
Trapping?
Traffic.
Traffic.
Yeah, Money Mitch.
Let's see what I'll go on here. On the YouTube streets.
You need to do drunk drillings. I do sober slapping. Yo.
Free Heartless G. Free Bizlo. Free K-Money. Free Casper. Free Killer the Crook. Free all the rappers. Like, okay, I got a lot of people that I want to see free.
Free my nigga Littles, man.
Yes, I'm free Littles.
Free my Littles, man.
Yes. Free Littles. You know what I'm saying? And as far as all the rappers, all you rappers who've been fucking putting in so much work and then got your legs cut off by incarceration or the different actions and different things like that, hold your head. And when you get a chance to come home, make a change. You know what I'm saying? Focus on the art because everybody was fucking with you for your raps. You know what I'm saying? So we need y'all to come home and get back to that shit so we can get dope music and niggas can get the bag. You know what I'm saying? So for real. I want to see everybody win, dog.
The man saying free up El Chapo.
Free up El Chapo. You know what I'm saying? They got him. You know what I mean? Well, actually, they might come for us, but fuck
right
it, free
now,
up.
The tunnel's being built right now.
Okay, so let's get to this tune here. Money Mitch. Traffic. Featuring DB times 2. All right?
Fire track back, bro. Fire.
Hey, shout out to you, Money Mitch. Let's go. Woo.
You do drunk chillings, I do sober slappings. I don't gotta get high to get active. Prison time, tuna can aim for making a sandwich. Put it in a sock, run in this house and then bang him. I touch roll last year and caper just landed.
Alright, people. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna have to take this in completion on my own.
Bro. I wheeled this track back 5-6 times.
Sick.
We wheeled this track back 5-6 times.
Yeah, this is
yo, I'm
dirt.
Out of here Friday.
All right, yo. Bless. Shout out to all the people out there. Free GD. I see the real Real Hefner. I'm going to check out those links. Like I said before, we're going to be reposting this up on our YouTube channel. Shout out to Keep Six Live holding us down. Yeah. More fire. We out. Oh. Do remember, hit up the website. WeLoveHipHop.ca. Okay. Hit up the website. That's where you'll be able to find everything. All right. I'm done talking. Peace.